D&D
doop
doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
Oh, what a pickle. Nick's here, but here is not where I thought it was, that's for sure. Ah dear, I suppose this is what comes of tucking into a stew that's been blasted all ways round with flames from a wild magic surge. I was lying by the fire, looking up at the stars. Tack and the boulder were sleeping. Nice. Next thing I know, I'm raising into the above and beyond again. It's a place I've been many, many times. But I've always forgotten about it soon after I come back. Well, not this time though. I'm going to remember it. Here, I'll even tie a bit of string round my finger to remind me. It wasn't just me up there. So was the boulder. I tried talking to it earlier and it hadn't seemed bothered. But now it was trying to communicate. How it did it was by remembering, reliving its past, and sharing its dream with me. It showed me how it got severed from something it called the whole of many parts and gone tumbling long ways off through the countryside. It got well and truly lost, poor thing. Now all it wants is to get back home. Ah, I remember that feeling well. When I first started having my trances and waking up in the middle of nowhere, it used to give me the squidgy widgies too. That was until old Nan let me into a secret.
Middle of nowhere. Nowhere has no middle, young goblin. You are in the middle of somewhere. You just don't know where that is yet.
Good old Nan. Ah, well. All the daytime things will be asleep for a few hours yet, so there's no rush. Plenty of time to figure out what I'm going to D&D do. Laters. Have I got a muddy snout?
Yeah, you're sort of covered in leaf mould and stuff.
Oh, yes. That's a good start, anyway.
Yeah, you open your eyes and you see a little sort of close-up view of your left hand and a little woodlouse going over your fingers, disappearing under a leaf.
Oh, hello. Does he have a sense, like, looking at the stars or the surroundings or anything at all of his position in relation to where he would have been?
He gets a sense that some time has passed, maybe a couple of hours.
Got you.
But the stars, it's the same stars you fell asleep under, you know that, but they don't give you any other information.
All right, so what else? Nix is going to put his hand into one of his many, many pockets and pull out a small rod of copper wire.
Okay.
Right, maybe I've just walked around in circles for the last 2 hours. So, this is anything within 120 feet.
And okay.
You can use message, which is a cantrip.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Just in case he's just been doing circles for the past 2 hours and he's still within 120 feet. Oh, that's 36.57 meters.
Thank you, that's really helpful. Yeah. Actually, that really helps make it. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, America.
Right, we should maybe have our own units of measurement as well.
Yeah, that would confuse anyone.
A goblin length. I think a goblin would probably be about a metre tall, maybe.
Yeah, about a metre.
So, 36.5 goblins.
Great, I love it. Yeah, 36.57 goblins.
Maybe that's a bit... How many centimetres? So, 5 feet is 100...
Right, listeners, we're going down the mathematical rabbit hole here.
Alexa, how many centimetres in 3 feet?
3 feet is about 91.4 centimetres.
If you include the mohawk.
Yeah, if I got my mohawk, I'm a full metre.
Right.
Nice. It all worked out. Right, do me message. 10.
I'm going to ask you to roll at disadvantage, though, because you don't know, well, which way you're going to send your message.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
7. I think there's a little... There's a little hole in this mechanical claw, and he just like inserts this little copper rod
into it.
Oh, nice.
Get a little spark.
Yeah.
And then the crystal in the arm sort of glows a little, and then he just like starts speaking into the copper rod.
Oh, can you sort of put your finger out as well, like a little antenna, like
oh,
when
yeah.
you're pointing?
Yes, yeah, so I point a mechanical digit up in the air.
Yeah.
Just sort of like give it a little wiggle around, just to like feel out the frequencies, and I just whisper into me little copper rod. Where are you?
Okay, well, there's a pause, and then you get a message back. It's quite indistinct. It's quite muffled.
Okay.
But you know how some messages have a certain kind of static?
Yeah, yeah.
This one feels like it's buried in feathers, and you can just hear...
I am eating a mouse.
You sound very bassy. Why are you eating a mouse? It's not like you. I didn't even know you liked that sort of thing.
You just hear a hmm, and then the sound of an owl flying away. Okay, so back over at the clearing, the fire's sort of dying down, and Tack, you know, that thing where it just sort of, maybe the logs of the fire drop, and it's just enough to make him stir, and he looks around. And he sees a spot where Nyx would have been, and his eyes narrow, and he pulls himself up, and he looks around, and he looks around more, he gets up, he scrambles. Nyx! This isn't funny, Nyx! And all the little boulders, they jolt up, all the little ones fall off the top and look a little bit, oh, what's happening? But they get under his leg, oh, get off, Nyx! All he can see is a footprint. Oh, crumbs! Nyx, come back! And then I think Tack will remember the conversation that he and Nyx had when Nyx was being admiring of Tack's skills. Right, okay, wait a minute. I've got skills. I've got training. I've got ideas. I've got a plan. This is what I've been training for. What did they say? Run away! And he runs off into the trees. And he comes back. No, they won't do it. No. He's going to see if he can find some tracks.
Come on, Tack.
Oh, survival. He's got his rogue expertise, so he's got +6 to this.
Nice.
Oh, 19. Ooh. Yes. He sees a track towards the edge of the clearing, heading off in a sort of northeasterly direction. Right. Okay. Let's go and find him then. He's going to take the ponies. He says, oh, but what about my stash? Well, what I need to do is make a map. He wants to be able to find his way back to the clearing later on so that he doesn't get away from his stash.
Smart.
Okay, so I think he's going to take out his hide and seeker gem, holds it in his hand. He's going to remember Nyx again saying about how he must have some kind of innate magic within him.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do this. He gets out his little notebook again. He puts an X. That's the camp. Right. Now, and I find out where the hide and seeker gem says I need to be going. And then I can kind of triangulate with where Nyx has gone, maybe. So he holds the hide and seeker gem in his hand, and it starts to glow and then to pulse in a steady rhythm. Oh, that's odd. The hide and seeker gem is indicating to go pretty much in the direction that Nyx has gone. Oh, okay, well, onto the pony. Come on, Ermintrude! And he heads off. He's got his dancing lights cantrip, a little light above his head to kind of lead the way. Off he goes, and the boulder follows along behind.
Yeah.
Tries briefly to get under the horse's hock, do you call it? Under the horse's leg, and the pony's like, and just kicks it away. So
yeah.
From that point on, the boulder just kind of keeps...
Okay.
At a reasonable distance, and the five little stones are following behind.
Great. Gathering no moss.
Yes. And off they go. We'll go back to Nick's now. What's Nick's up to?
Yeah, he's just like, at the moment, he's absent-mindedly just sitting on a mossy log, chewing on a bit of mushroom that he found. Tack's probably just going to be like, sleeping still and lasering around. I think it's up to me. Right, shall I just pick a random direction? I got it. He's gonna have a bit of a search around on the ground and see if if we can see any prints or like his a bit of a trail from his long coat.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to roll survival?
Yeah. 17.
Very good. Well, you hear. So you do a scan round, and you see a little path.
Nice. All right.
It's one of those that's like a deer path, a track that an animal's made. It's not like a wagon size.
Is there any sign that I've travelled down that path?
You can't see any tracks, any prints. But you do see some mounds on the ground, and you go to investigate.
All right.
I think from the swamp, Nyx is probably has got experience in like anthills and things. You know, you've got to be careful around mounds and termites and all that sort of thing.
I'll just take my time and like have a very small investigate.
Mm. It's not an anthill, it's just a pile of earth.
Right.
You can see there are more further on, and the trees are starting to open up a little bit. As you carry on down, you break out into a kind of natural meadow, like an open area.
Okay. Could I perhaps say that I left a little bit of a marking from where I initially woke up?
Yeah.
So I'll pile a few logs up.
Nice.
You know, trying to make a rudimentary sort of goblin shape, I think.
Lovely, okay. It's like...
You know, a few chunky legs and like a big, you know, a log body. And I might just like use a very spindly bit of stick for like the mechanical arm.
Okay, yeah.
I've got a bit of string, so I'll hang like a little bit of fir cone sort of bobbling off it and stuff.
Nice, okay. Yes, so you do that, and then you're heading off down the track.
Yeah.
You've gone down, and...
I'd like to make a torch more for Tech seeing me.
Yeah.
Than I need for being able to see my surroundings.
Okay. How are you going to make a torch?
I'm going to use a bit of wood.
Can you remember what the small human child did?
Oh, yeah. I'll think back. Let's try that then. Okay. What did the small human child do?
I don't know. Well, I do actually. You got a big twig.
Yeah, big stick.
Yeah, and then you got.
And then I'll wrap some material around it.
Yeah, great.
And then I'll get a.
And then what did you do?
Get a flint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got one?
It's a logistical nightmare.
So, what? You've got an adventurer's pack?
Well, I don't have it written down.
Oh. Right, I'm going to say...
Can I do a roll for it? Just
yeah,
to
go
see
on.
If I can make
yeah,
some...
11 or higher, and you can right. make a rudimentary torch.
2!
You have a stick, you wrap your bits of fluff round the top.
Yeah.
They fall off, and you've got nothing to light them with. So, yeah.
Well, I've got the little goblin totem.
Yes, effigy.
Yeah, that I've excellently crafted.
Yeah.
And I make a bit more of an effort. I, like, drag a stick behind me just to get a bit of a line in the woods.
Nice.
So I know where I've come from.
Yeah.
And if Tech somehow manages to find that...
Yeah.
Then he'll be able to follow that as well.
Okay.
Maybe, like, attach little bits of strings with, like, acorns on or, like fir cones... Just so I know where I'm going.
It's lovely.
I think that'll do it. That'll do it. I like that.
Lovely. Okay. What, are you staying put or are you exploring?
I think I'm going to explore a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. The sky is starting to lighten a little bit now. You've broken the main cover of trees and so it's letting more light in. It's still a while off dawn actually breaking, but there's a little bit more light.
All right.
the field is falling away to more kind of farmland, and some distance away you can see what look like fruit trees, and they look fairly ordered in the way that they've been left.
So we've got a bit of civilization.
Yeah, and
on the
and
horizon.
You can also see you can see a field of dark earth, and it looks like there are some things growing before you. It's not doesn't look like you're about to if you're about to reach a more populated area, you're right on the outskirts.
Yeah,
the field's
so
quite small.
Yeah, so it could be any like little small farm, like right.
Yeah, that sort
of
thing at the edges.
In either direction.
Yeah, that
yeah.
sort of thing.
Okay.
You do see though more and more of these mounds of earth around where the field is and around where the orchard is. There's a lot.
Okay. Have I seen these before?
Do you want to make a nature check?
Yeah, nature.
I'm not as green as I'm cabbage looking.
That'll be a 14, will it?
That'll be a 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not something you've personally encountered before, but you do remember old Nan talking about when you were a goblin and you'd had a bit too much fun. And the other goblins.
As a regular occurrence.
Yeah. And things were getting a bit fraught between you and the other goblins.
Mm.
Old Nan would bring you over and sit you down and she'd... Well, how do goblins record knowledge? Do they use books?
Yeah, they do use books, mostly for sort of like abstract scribblings. Well,
yeah.
That's what I do. I think old Nan would.
Yeah.
I think that's probably where I got it off. Many
yeah.
goblins absolutely wouldn't. But, like, she had a few sources, bit of trading for,
yeah.
like, scraps of paper.
Yeah.
She used to make her own little bits and pieces and, like, bark books and, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
So it was definitely something that would have been handed down. But, yeah, quite a rare thing, really.
Well, I think what old Nan's got is she's got a book from... It's a bow book, actually. One corner of it is burnt so much that whole thing has sort of crumbled off. But it was like a little artifact that she liked. And it was like an encyclopedia of all different races and beings and flora and fauna of Meraki, as seen through the bow's perspective.
Yeah.
And
I would have loved flicking through that.
Yeah, and well, she would read to you from it.
Yeah.
And she would annotate it herself, and she would scribble it all out, and she would add bits to it and correct things as she
yeah,
saw fit
absolutely.
And all the rest of it. You remember hearing about the lesser balded Gleb?
Okay.
So you know the Gleb.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Glabrous and Rotunda, these
yeah.
large
Ugh.
Mole rats, yeah, from the Glebian Plains. But these were the lesser balded Gleb, which were also, they would burrow colonies under the ground. You'd hear that they were more of a, seen as a nuisance to farmers because
right.
they would eat
yeah.
the crops.
Okay.
So it could be that, or it could be something else entirely.
All right. I've got a hypothesis, let's put it that way.
Mm, okay.
All right, I'm just going to plonk myself down a little bit, chew on a little mouldy bit of bread and eat another mushroom.
Maybe do you sit on one of the mounds of earth, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Just sit down on one of them.
Well, they're quite nice, aren't they?
Well, you could. It's like a beanbag
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, like a beanbag, give it a little wiggle.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to pop back to Tack. Tack's going to make another survival roll to see if he can keep on Nix's trail. Oh,
whoa,
easy. 17.
Get in, Tack.
So that's a 23. He follows the trail very carefully, and he sees that... So basically, the tracks that Nix has left behind are very haphazard. Sometimes he's on hands and knees. Sometimes he's running, sometimes he's going in little circles, can see where he's bumping into things, sometimes he doesn't seem to move for a while, there's a bum print maybe, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think he was sleepwalking or something. He doesn't see any signs of a struggle. So, you know, he guides the ponies through the woods, and then he comes to an area where he sees a shape. The horses whicker. They're a bit spooked by it. And Tack looks, and it's like there's a creature watching him. Hello,
Hello? Nix, is that you?
It doesn't reply.
Nix? Oh.
Tack reaches for his short sword and dismounts off the pony.
Excuse me. Hello?
And I think he'll send one of his... He'll redo his cantrip and he'll just send the light over to see what it is. And the light drifts over. And it's like there's footprints everywhere. Of Nix, he's gone backwards and forwards, he's gone to get
he's gone to get
a fur cone, and then he's come back, and then he's tied it to a tree. It's really weird. It's like Nix has been turned into wood, and then his head falls off. Oh my god!
Nix would have loved to see that. Only was
But he's not there, is he? We'll have to wait until next time to see if Nix and Tack can track each other down. Until then, take care everyone, and see you next time. D&D. Don't forget you can check out our Insta at dnddoodoo, or if you want to say hello, dnddoodoo@gmail.com. Both of these are dnddoodoo. Bye!
D&D doo doo. Oh yeah.